The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 28, 1987, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm your Music Time hostess, Rita Rochelle, here in our VOA studios in Washington. And this is Voice of America's special weekly program featuring some of the best in African music, both popular and traditional music, on recordings selected for us by my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're happy to have you with us and hoping you'll stay and enjoy the music. And that's easy to do with this program. Just sit back and relax, because this is Music Time in Africa.
Hey!
Agadugu Mosi, Pampao Yoa Bebe, the fast-moving style of Jewel Aka, all the way from Ghana, West Africa, here on Music Time in Africa.
VOA, the voice of America.
This is the Africa service of the Voice of America, broadcasting on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave, and in Southern Africa on 621 kilohertz medium wave. And in case you tuned in while the music was playing, I'm Rita Rochelle here in our VOA studios in downtown Washington, D.C., USA. We're located on Independence Avenue in our nation's capital. By the way, it's one of the friendliest cities in the world, and that means you're always welcome to come to see us if you're visiting our country. Later on, I'll give my address for corresponding, but right now, it's music time, and I'll begin with this recording from Malawi. The music is for an old folk dance called Injiri, and in this recording, a group of young Chewa girls sing about their responsibilities toward domestic duties. Aina Aina Alaina, Nkupika Nkwani. Alaina has cooked the vegetables. That was a group of young Chewa girls in Malawi singing about their domestic responsibilities while performing a local dance known as Injiri. Next, music from Ethiopia. This is a recording Leo made. Among the musical instruments are two harps, one the krar, the other a bagana. There is also a one-string fiddle, the masenko, a bamboo flute, the washent, and the kabero bass drum. Wubitu gondere, wubitu gondere, ye Tedros agere. Beautiful Condor is the land of King Tedros.
Oh,
That was a praise song from Ethiopia, in praise of two culturally rich provinces in the country, Gondar and Gojam, and also in praise of Atse Tedros, that is, King Tedros, who is credited for unifying the various peoples of Ethiopia during the 16th century. Well, we have another praise song here, this time from Nigeria. Adu Menjabir and his group of Hausa musicians sing in praise of the Emir of Baruwa, El Haji Hamagabdo.
Hamagabdo Sarikem Baruwa.
Hamagabdo Sarikem Baruwa.
Music from Rwanda is next, from the heart of East Africa, a region of highlands and one of Africa's most heavily populated countries with about 5.5 million people. Kinyarwanda is the main language in the country, but French is also widely used. There are three hereditary social groups in Rwanda, the Twa, the Hutu, and the Tutsi. They arrived in the country at different periods. The Twa are considered the most ancient inhabitants and the first occupants of the territory. Some of them still lead a life mainly centered around ironworking, pottery, and hunting. The Hutu make up about 85% of the population and are mainly farmers. They seem to have occupied Rwanda long before the arrival of the Tutsi, who came with their long-horned cattle about 5 centuries ago. Now here's Leo, my colleague, and your VOA music man for Africa, to tell us about the recordings we'll be playing for you.
Thank you, Rita. Well, considering the great contrast in the genetics and the culture of each of the main social groups in Rwanda, that is, the Twa, Hutu, and Tutsi, it shouldn't be surprising to find differences also in their forms of musical expression. Among the musical instruments in Rwanda, there are drums of various kinds, string instruments like zithers, harps, and musical bows, trumpets and horns, and there is the Imbira hand piano called the Sanza, or Likembe, as well as several kinds of flutes. First, I'd like to play a few seconds of this special recording that features the royal drums of the Tutsi. The drums are called Ngoma and represent the power of the Tutsi kings. Only members of the old aristocracy, that is, the hereditary noblemen, were allowed to play the drums, and the privilege of beating the royal drums was handed down from father to son. If you listen closely now, you can even hear the praise singer who accompanies the royal drummers, singing about the king and the royal family. This next example is also a very rare recording. The music belongs to a cult known as Ryangombe, the name of a legendary hero of the Tutsi people. It's a rare recording because the researchers who made the recording had great difficulty in persuading the members of the cult to sing this particular song. The cult members said it was an irreverence to sing the song outside of its ritual context, and there was the danger of getting the gods angry at them. Another unusual recording of music of Rwanda is this song by a man named Rusamba, who actually had played a zither in the royal court at an early age and was the grandson of a former king. Rusamba plays a 7-string board zither called Inanga and sings about the heroic deeds of the Tutsi. We've been listening to music of the Tutsi people in Rwanda. Next, I'll play some examples of the music of the Hutu, who make up more than 85% of the population in that country. The music is quite distinctive and differs from the forms of musical expression of the other two social groups, that is, the Tutsi and Twa. Among the Hutu, one of the most popular musical instruments is the Likembe, the Imbira hand piano, which is spread throughout most of sub-Saharan Africa. This wonderful instrument can be played while walking, for amusements during market days, or even to accompany songs, making fun of local dignitaries. The keys of the Likembe are plucked with the thumbs. That's why many writers describe the Likembe as a thumb piano. The keys are usually bamboo or metal, supported on either a small board, a box, or on a half shell of a gourd. Sometimes the board has a metal rod with rings attached to it, producing a rattling or buzzing sound. This is what the Hutu Likembe sounds like.
Kangata yoku muchacha wa Bujumbura Mama kangata yoku muchacha wa Bujumbura Mama kangata yoku muchacha wa Bujumbura.
Next are the typical sounds of a bamboo flute played by a Hutu herdsman, passing away the time while guarding his cattle. Another common musical instrument used by Hutu musicians and singers is the munahi, a musical bow which is also found in many countries throughout sub-Saharan Africa. I have one other example of Hutu music. This was recorded in the region of Lake Kivu in Rwanda and features a large group of Hutu women and girls singing a special dance song during a marriage celebration. Now, this final example of traditional music for today's program is music of the Twa, the people considered to be the oldest inhabitants of Rwanda. This is a warrior's praise song for dancing, recorded in the Astrida region in Rwanda. And that's it, Rita. Hope you enjoyed the music.
You know I did, Leo, and thank you again for being with us this evening. More music still coming up. Zaiko Langa Langa with the Chalk Stars right here on Music Time in Africa. ¶¶ Another reminder, friends, that this is the Africa service of the Voice of America, broadcasting in English to Africa.
Join us every day on VOA.
For a copy of VOA's program schedule showing all of our daily programs beamed to Africa, write to me, Rita Rochelle. My name is spelled R-I-T-A. Rochelle is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547, USA. We do have an alternate address, and you might choose to write to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. From Zaire, Zaiko Langa Langa dance music by the Chalk Stars, Jamunata.
Kona moto oyanga na e sita weza bibi wangu ba mona kibiso die na saloniko ba finga kibiso die mitema ni bebaki ye yo yo bolingona ngana mama yo 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 bolingona ngana chérie yo 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 bolingona ngana mama
was the first edition of Music Time in Africa for this Sunday evening. I'll be back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes at 19:30 GMT with another full half hour of some of the best in African popular music. So I hope you'll stay tuned to us here on The Voice of America. This is Rita Rochelle inviting you now for a report of the latest news from our VOA newsroom in Washington. My love to all of you.